If a person has a Chinese auction and he buys tickets, he purchases tickets that he's going to use to try to win a prize with, can he deduct the amount that he uses to purchase the tickets from his cheshbon of Mois Meiser? Can he use Mois Meiser to pay for these tickets? Or do we say, no, since you're buying an opportunity to win some money or some prize, therefore, since you're trying to win a prize, the money's not going directly to Tztaka. So even though it's a Tztaka organization that's making the raffle, that's making the Chinese auction, nevertheless, you cannot deduct it from Meiser because you are actually buying something of value and therefore you cannot deduct it from Meiser. So that's the Shaila. And we're going to give a brief akdama. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Yud Aleph, Aser to Aser is called Tvuas Zarecha, that there's a Chiv Midaraisa to be Mafrish Meiser from Tvua. From your Tvua, there's a Chiv of Meiser. We know Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, there are different Chivim of Meiser that take place when a person has produce that he grows. Taisvis and Tainis brings down from the Sifri, where the Sifri extends this obligation to include also Prakmatia, that not just does the Chi of Meiser apply to produce that you have growing, but even to money that you earn. If let's say you're in business and you have profits, says the Sifri, you have to give Meiser from the earnings. Now, even though some understand the Sifri as saying that there's a Chiv Deraisa to give Meiser from your earnings, and the Taz holds that there's a Chiv Midrabanon to give Meiser from your business, from your profits. However, we assume, most Poiskim assume La Halacha, that we follow the Bach, and that is that the entire institution of Meiser is only a Minhag Ba'alma. There's no Chiv Midraisa, there's no Chiv Midrabanon, the entire thing is merely a Minhag that a person adopts upon himself. Now, if a person says Bli Neder when he initiates the practice of giving Meiser, then it never becomes an actual Chiv incumbent on him because he said Bli Neder. But if a person wants to adopt on himself the minhag to give Meiser, then it's a minhag. Now, the truth is that even though we assume like the Bach that it's actually a minhag to give Meiser, nevertheless, we do find the Indian even in the Torah of our Avos HaKadoshim that already were Mafresh Meiser, and the concept of Meiser existed even before Matan Torah. The Rambam tells us that the first person who was Mafresh Meiser was actually Yitzchak Avinu. That's what the Rambam says. When the Rambam is listing the different mitzvahs that existed prior to Matan Torah, he tells us that Yitzchak was the first one that was Mafresh Meiser. And the truth is that the Ravid disagrees. And the Ravid says that no, the first person that was Mafresh Meiser was not Yitzchak, rather, it was Avraham Avinu. As the Pasuk says, Vayitin loy Meiser Mikoil, by the Melech Stoim, after Avram defeats the four kings, the battle, the four kings, the five kings, and Avram comes along, he takes the spoils and he says he's Mafresh the Meiser. And therefore, says the Kesa Mishnah, the Raivin means to ask on the Rambam that the truth is that Avram was the first person that was Mafresh Meiser, not Yitzchak. Now the Kesa Mishnah defends the Shita of the Rambam, and he says, we find that Avram Avinu was Mafresh Meiser, not Yitzchak, so why is the Rambam saying that the first person who was Mafresh Meiser was Yitzchak? Says the Kesa Mishnah, that which we find that Avram gave the spoils of the war was not Midin Meiser, because he didn't come from his own money. It came from the spoils of war, which he wasn't taking. And therefore, it wasn't Petairus Meiser. Rather, since Malki Tzedek, the Melech Sholem Malki Tzedek, brought Lechem the Yayin, brought food and drink to Avram Avinu to serve him, therefore, Avram felt that he, als Hakar Satoiv, he wanted to reciprocate, and he therefore gave him Meiser Mikol. That's why he gave to Malki Tzedek the spoils, but not Mitam Meiser. And therefore, that's why the Rambam held that even though it sounds like from the Pasuk that Avram was actually giving Meiser to Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, but Lemaisa he was not, because it wasn't Midin Meiser, it was rather from the spoils, and he was just giving it to him, Al Sakar Satoif. The Migdal Oiz adds, and he says that it can't be that what Avram was giving to Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem was actually Meiser. Why? Because Avram tells us he says in the pasuk that he didn't want to have any benefit. He didn't want to be nene from the spoils at all. That's what he says. Mechut v'atzroi chnal. I don't want to take any benefit from the spoils of the war. And therefore, since he was taking none of the spoils for himself, he didn't have any of the spoils with which to be mafresh meiser from. You're mafresh meiser from something that comes into your possession. And if none of the spoils, none of the shalol, was actually coming into Avram's possession, then there was no din to be meiser, to be mafresh meiser from anything, because there was nothing to be mafresh meiser from. It wasn't going to. And therefore, that's why he felt, the Rambam felt, that the first person that was really mafresh meiser was not Avram Avinu, but rather was Yitzchak Avinu, and that's why he mentions in the halacha, in the Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes, that the first person in history that was mafresh meiser was actually Yitzchak Avinu, not Avram Avinu. Now, with respect to this particular point, that there was no din meiser when Avram gave up from the spoils of war to Malki Tzedek, we have a very interesting nekuda that the Poskim are ma'orer, and it actually depends on how you understand the Pasuk, which is actually the subject of a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. The Pasuk says, Mikoil loy, Vayiten Meiser loy Mikoil. That Avram gave Malki Tzedek Meiser, a tenth, Mikoil, from everything. So this happens, as we know, after the Mechama with the four kings and the five kings, and Avram saves light, and shame comes out towards Avram, and Avram gives shame 10% of what was won in the battle. That is what the Pasuk tells us about Avram, that he gave 10% of what was won in the battle to shame. The problem is that Avram gave back to the Melech Stoim everything that he took in battle, and therefore, the Shaila is, what does it mean, Vayitin Meiser Loi Mikoil? What was the Din Meiser from? As the Migdal Oiz points out, this is goof for the reason why the Rambam held that there wasn't any Meiser being given by Avram, and it wasn't really truly Meiser. It was just a Matana al Tzakar Shatoiv. But the question is, the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid Taka holds that it was Meiser, and Avram was the first person that was Mafish Meiser. So the question is, according to the Ravid, how was he being mafresh meiser if he didn't get any of it? He didn't take anything. Avram gave everything back to the Melech Stoim, everything he took in battle. And therefore, what does it mean that he's giving shame 10% of everything that was won in the battle? So it's actually a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says, "Vayitin loy Avram koyin meiser mikol asher loy lefi shehayu koyin." That Avram gave meiser on everything that he owned. In other words, he did not give Meiser on the spoils of the battle because he actually returned the spoils of the battle. On the Mevela, Rashi says what it means is that he gave Mikol Asher Loi. He gave Meiser Mikol Asher Loi, which means that he gave Meiser on everything that he owned. Not on the spoils, because Itaka returned it. He wasn't giving Meiser from the spoils. The Ramban disagrees with the Rashi, and the Ramban holds that no, Avram gave Meiser on everything that he won from the battle, and he gave that to Shem. So it's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban what this meiser was. Rashi holds that he didn't give it from the spoils of the battle because he already returned those spoils, and so he's not being mafish meiser from that. Rather, he was mafish meiser from all of his possessions, whereas the Ramban holds that no, he was mafish meiser from all the spoils that he had won in war despite the fact that he returned the spoils to the Melech Stoim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer says a very interesting point. He says, you see from this Ramban that even if, let's say, you have money that you rightfully have a right to, you can get this money, like in the case of Avram, he had a right to take the money that he won in the war, but he doesn't retain it. He gives it back, or you give the money to someone else. Says Reb Chaim, we still have a chiyuv meiser to give a tenth of this amount of money, even though you're not keeping it for yourself. That's the chiddush the Reb Chaim wants to derive from this Ramban. Because he's saying that he was mafresh meiser from the possessions that he got in the war, even though he wasn't keeping it for himself, he was giving it away. Nonetheless, there's still a chi of meiser, because the meiser, you had a right to get the money. That's the chiddush Reb Chaim Kanievsky wants to derive from this Ramban. So getting back to the Migdalais, the Migdalais obviously does not assume like this Chiddush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he's saying that that's goof of pshat in the Rambam, why the Rambam held that Avram Avinu was not actually giving Meiser, because he can't be, because he wasn't keeping it for himself, so there was no Din Meiser. So it's very interesting. The Ravid Taka holds that it was Meiser. So therefore, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky is learning out from the Ramban that there's a Chi of Meiser even on money that you're not taking for yourself, that you're giving away to other people. But since you have a right to that money, you're Mechuyev and Meiser, that would fit nicely with this Ramban, tying together the Shita of the Ravid with the Shita of the Ramban. At any rate, back to the Ranch. So Lemaisa, we're saying that Be'ikir HaDin, we pass him like the Bach, that the entire Indian of giving Meiser Ksofim is only a Minug, and it's not Be'ikir HaDin. And the question thus becomes, what about raffle tickets? Can I deduct the amount that I spent on raffle tickets? Because since the money is going to a tzedakah organization, perhaps I have a right to deduct it from my Meiser Cheshbon, or no, maybe I'm buying something, I'm not actually giving it straight to tzedakah, so perhaps I cannot deduct it from my Cheshbon or Meiser. So Rav Moshe actually has a tshuva about this in Or HaChaim Dalet Ayin Vav, and he says something very interesting. He says like this, and it's a very logical argument he has. He says that it depends on if there's a market value to the ticket. What does that mean? That means like this. If there's a limited number of tickets they're selling, there's a limited number of tickets, and therefore you're buying a certain risk when you purchase a ticket. Let's say there's 500 tickets, and you're buying one ticket, so there's a certain risk. Let's say the prize is worth $2,000. So you're buying a ticket. Let's say you're spending $5 on it. So you're buying one ticket for $5, and there's 500 tickets, and the prize is worth a couple thousand dollars. So there's a certain risk that even an investor might take in order to earn this prize or win this prize. And therefore, it says Ramesh like this: if it's a reasonable price that even a person who wasn't interested in giving to tzedakah might pay for this risk, then it has a market value. Even on the market, even if it wasn't for tzedakah, you would be able to sell, or even if you wouldn't practically sell, but it's worth something because there's a certain financial risk that's worth taking in order to make this a winning. And therefore, since there's a risk that's a plausible risk, it makes sense to take this, it's a reasonable risk, therefore, you cannot deduct it from Meiser because it's not tzedakah money, because it's worth money, and therefore you can't, just like you can't use Meiser money to buy a car because the car is not going to tzedakah, it's going to you. So too, you can't use Meiser to buy a ticket that's worth something because it's like a car. You bought something for yourself that has monetary value, and therefore you can't use Meiser to pay for that. And Rav Moshe Shtel's Tzu, the fact that in Meseches Ksubas you find that a woman could sell her rights to her Ksuba to another party, a third party, even though it's not an actual monetary a gift that you're giving to the third party, but it's worth something on the market because there's a risk. If the man dies first, then she gets her Ksuba, or if she divorces her, she gets her Ksuba. But if she dies first, then she doesn't get her ksuba. So when the lekeach buys it, he's buying a risk. So he pays a certain amount of money because there's a risk to how much chances there are for him to actually make the money that she's entitled to with this ksuba. So the ksuba gives a certain amount of money, but there's a risk that she might not be able to get her ksuba if she predeceases her husband. So there's a certain monetary market value for the ksuba. So the same thing over here. If the ticket has a market value, then, in fact, you cannot deduct that amount from Meiser, because you're actually buying something for yourself. However, says Rav Moshe, if, let's say, there's an unlimited amount of tickets, and therefore there's no monetary value to this, because it wouldn't make sense for a person to buy this if you're, let's say, an investor. Or even if there is a limited number of tickets, let's say the price for a ticket is not reasonable and for the risk being taken by the purchaser in order to earn the prize. So therefore, since it's not reasonable, no one who wouldn't be interested in giving to tzedakah would buy such a ticket, then it's not something that's a market value, and therefore the only reason why you're buying it is to give to tzedakah. And therefore, you could, in fact, in that case, deduct it from Maisa. So that's what Ramesha says. That it depends on how much the ticket would be worth on the market if you weren't giving to Maisa. If you weren't, sorry, giving to the stock organization. So if it's a reasonable risk that it entails buying this ticket, therefore, it's worth something on the market, and that amount you cannot deduct. But any money that you spend more than that amount, that is going to tztaka, and only because it's tztaka, and therefore you could deduct that excess amount. That's what Ramesha says. However, what says Ramesha is the halacha if the person in fact wins. So does he have to now take meiser from the money that he bought the ticket with? Does he have to return that amount of money to Mois Meiser, the cheshbon of Mois Meiser, since he Meiser won with it? So Ramesha says like this. The actual winnings, the actual prize that you receive. So, if you receive money, l'chayra, it's like a matana. You have to take ma'aser from your winnings. If you win a certain amount of money, you have to take ma'aser from it. That is a separate discussion about the actual winnings. If you have to take ma'aser from it, and you would treat it just like anything else, says Ramesha, that you gain or that you get as a matana. However, says Ramesha, the money that you bought a ticket with, mi'ikradin, you don't have to return to Mois Meiser, because you were entitled to deduct it from Meiser if it was an unreasonable risk that it entailed by buying this ticket. And therefore, that amount that was more than the market value, you were in fact allowed to deduct, and therefore you don't have to return that to Mois Meiser, to the cheshbon of Meiser. However, Moshe says, min haroi, it's proper, it's the right thing to do to even return that amount that you bought the ticket with to the cheshbon of Mois Meiser if, in fact, you win. So the Ramesha says that even though me'ikir, then you're not mechuyev to return it, min haroi, it's proper to, in fact, return it, even though you're not mechuyev to.